5 years ago, 2020. The 108-mile heritage market had opened up officially on May 16, albeit on a smaller scale due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This smaller scale had been evident due to the fact that one vendor, Uli Volger, a 30-year resident of the area who had run sunflower catering and sunflower gardening. Vogler had been attending the market to set an example and keep the entire event going. Vogler stated that if more people knew the event was on, more vendors would attend. The 108-mile heritage site was slated to open on June 1. 10 years ago, 2015. The 100-mile Agriplex Society had sent a response to the individual equestrians and some members of the 100-mile and District Outriders Club, who had insisted they needed answers to questions that had surfaced during a heated March 4 meeting. Horse owners had been wanting more information about gaining access to the Stan Halcrow Arena for equestrian usage. Jenny Bakken, an individual equestrian and an Outriders member, said the reply by the society was inadequate, going so far as to call it unprofessional, as she claimed what she was sent was not a price list and had been disorganized. 15 years ago, 2010. During the height of the HST, harmonized sales tax, controversy, 108-mile ranch student Phil Gabel, who had become a quadriplegic after an automotive accident in 2004, had been so upset about the HST that he went through a special procedure just to sign a petition opposing it. He cited that the HST was going to impact him on non-prescription medicines, which, if not covered by PharmaCare, would cost him hundreds of dollars each year, something which would only naturally become more expensive. Jagrup Brar, who had been the NDP's healthy living and sport critic, brought up Gable's name during question period when he asked about the HST's impact on healthcare products. 20 years ago, 2005, Charlie Wise of the BC NDP and Walt Cobb of the BC Liberals had been awaiting the results of a recount of the Cariboo South election. Election results on May 17 had placed Wise ahead of Cobb by one vote. Wise's lead had since broadened to 27 votes, which, however, was not enough to avoid a recount. Jennifer Miller, Elections BC Communications Manager, said that the recount was triggered because the results were so close. Miller added that when Elections BC determines the successful candidate for the riding on May 30, both candidates could still seek a judicial recount.